My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, so this is actually the biggest opportunity and usually the biggest miss when it comes to leads. So I'm going to kick this off. This comes from a post from a guy named Kevin Chu. He's doing really well on LinkedIn right now. He's co-founder of a company called Catalyst. And he says this over here, and we can react to this. So most SDRs, so sales development representatives, waste a ton of time researching which accounts and which contacts to work in the first place. And so usually this is for people signing up for Apollo or Zoom Info or whatever, and then they're just blasting a bunch of people. They're using Demand Base or Sixth Sense or whatever. It's ABM stuff, right? And usually I find it to be pretty ineffective. But what he said is this, and I think this makes a lot of sense. He's like, the biggest miss of all is smart prioritization and warm signal leads as soon as you log in. So let's say Neil and I are both sales representatives, right? So we log into our companies. And the very first thing we should be doing is, for example, we should be taking a look at warm contacts with marketing MQLs intent, right? Who's a previous customer? Who's in their community apps, right? And who has worked with a company previously that's a current customer? Where are the exec connections? Who is engaged with posts, right? Champion tracking, LinkedIn. Like, here's a cool thing. Neil, I don't think I mentioned this piece. The best cold email I received this year was when I engaged on a LinkedIn post. Someone hit me up and they said, hey, I saw you engage on this post. They showed the post itself and they're like, hey, we actually do things better. Would you be open to looking at us as well? And I was like, whoa. And then like, I didn't respond because I didn't see the email. I went to spam, right? Unfortunately. But then the next email was a Loom with a background of my website. And when you click on it, it's like, sure, it's not customized. It just starts with my website. But it's like going to that level of detail is what's going to help you win deals in the future.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season remind us to embrace change and fearlessly look toward the future. Like Andrew Jarecki, award-winning filmmaker and creator of Movie Phone.
The studios didn't really control the theaters didn't control the studios. And I thought, well, there's a window in here where I could make things easier for the consumer and also make something that would be very useful for the industry.
Or Kellen Kenny, Chief Marketing and Growth Officer at AT&T, who installed fiber in customers' houses rather than leading from afar.
It is so crucial that you spend time with the customers. That is the best lesson.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
No, totally. So what is he pretty much saying if you had to sum it up in his LinkedIn post?
Be more thoughtful about the target that you contact and start with the warm ones first.
Yeah, and isn't Google changing stuff up where...
Google and Yahoo.
It's Yahoo too?
Yep.
Which means Outlook is probably going to end up following. And they're going to make it harder to pretty much just send tons of sales emails.
You can't mass email anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. So you got, but can you do them one by one or no?
You can do it one by one, but I think there's like a limit.
There's a
but
throttle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is going to affect sales, right? Does it mean it's going to crush sales? No, but it's not just with sales that things are changing. It's also with like marketing too. There's, you know, you got the cookie-less world that's coming. But look, at the end of the day, whether it's them doing that or Apple changing the way links are being tracked in emails and marketers unsure of that or not being able to mass email out anymore through Gmail or Yahoo. This is all okay stuff. You got to adapt. If you don't adapt your marketing strategies, you're screwed. And sometimes, this is a harsh truth, sometimes they're going to make a change that hurts you and there is no solution around it. So what you have to do is take an omni-channel approach. And this is why Eric and I talk about omni-channel so much. It's so that you're not beholden to one algorithm change and then the marketing or the business just gets crushed. Whether it's Facebook or Instagram or Reddit or Google or Bing, they may not make changes that you like, and sometimes they will make changes that benefit you. If you're not relying on one platform and you're omni-channel, you're less likely to have issues in the future.
Yeah. I mean, I just look at it this way. They're forcing sales to be more thoughtful in this situation. And I think sales has been pretty lazy for the last decade or so. And really the ones that win, that go on to be like chief revenue officer or just start their own business, these are the ones that have been smart about it in the first place. It just takes a little more effort to go the extra mile. And most people aren't willing to do it, right? So the things we mentioned, focusing on really, it's the warmest leads first. And thinking about personalization and think not instead blasting them with the same message, but even a one liner or a two liner in the very beginning on something they've done or some interaction you've had with them in the past or something you saw them post, that goes much further than just the same shit.
Yes. And at the end of the day, these platforms make changes. One, sometimes because it makes them more money, but most of the time they make changes because they're trying to optimize the user experience. My inbox is flooded with sales emails that just suck. I don't get like 5 or 10 a day. I probably get like 30 or 40 a day. No joke. So it's just like, I think some of these things are really good. Yes, it makes marketing and business harder, but who cares? They're making the changes that are best for the end user.
Yeah, look, if you don't adapt, those that don't adapt, it sounds crude, but you know, those are ones that are going to die. They don't deserve to die, but you know, they end up, you know, dying in you know, not literally, but figuratively. And you know, there's actually one thing. So Neil and I, we both use this software called Gong, and we both love it. You still pay for Gong, right? So Gong is
for Gong anymore. I think we use a cheap alternative.
Oh,
but
okay.
Something very similar to Gong. It's just like a fraction of the cost. It does the same thing.
Oh, very good. So Gong has engaged now. So it's an AI tool that will serve up the leads that you should be talking to, the ones that are hot, the ones that are starting to go cold. But it'll also tell you, let's say you're taking an account-based marketing approach, which is where you're trying to hit multiple stakeholders at a company. They'll tell you, hey, you should reach out to this person over here. You should reach out to this person. And based on your actions here, you should be emailing this person. Here's the email. So they'll like write an email for you and you can edit it. So basically they're trying to take this approach, and there aren't many other people doing this right now. I believe Apollo is leading with the new user experience as well. Apollo is something that will help you find leads, and we use both of them. But I've loved Gong for a very long time. Anything else, Neil?
That's it. Make sure you rate, review this podcast. We appreciate the 5 stars.
And check out this video over here. Goodbye.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's #1 podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, listener. I'm Carol Fisher, the host of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister. I'm so excited for you to hear the brand new season where we're uncovering a 35-year-old mystery. But for those of you who didn't hear season 1 or just want to listen to it again, you can now get access to all episodes of that first season of The Girlfriends 100% ad-free through the iHeart True Crime Plus subscription, which is available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. You'll also get access to every single episode of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, ad-free and 1 week early, only available to iHeart True Crime Plus subscribers. So what are you waiting for? Head to Apple Podcasts, search for iHeart True Crime Plus, and subscribe today.
Hey fam, I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, the podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Like our recent episode with sisters Regina and Raina King about the why behind their production company, Royal Ties.
We have such a huge love for storytelling without walls, without barriers.
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.